The Sportscast, March 21st, 2022. If you haven't yet, please subscribe on all our channels, YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, and Apple Podcasts. And you could also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're an Apple Podcast or Apple or Spotify, please leave a rating and review. It will help us out tremendously. And of course, you can visit our website, thesportscast.net, or you can get our app, The Sportscast. This past week, March Madness took over. Everyone said, no, there won't be any surprises this week at all. Yes, there was a few. I would say two surprises. And, of course, the Dallas Cowboys losing some players, but gaining some players as well, as the NFL free agency is going into a whirlwind, taking over, maybe trouncing college basketball, but it really depends who you ask. Anyways, join us from America's Top Hat, Canada, Jeff Jisnak. Welcome back to the Sportscast.
Well, thank you for having me. What a week. What is going on? I don't even know where to start. There is so much news. But I want to address the big elephant in the room.
Go ahead.
And I've said this before, not on this network, in tweets, in all over. I've said this for years. The NFL, we'll start with the NFL, then we'll move to the craziness. The NFL is a business. At the end of the day, the NFL is a business. Yes, you're fans. I understand that. You like your players. I understand that. You like your teams. I understand that. You want your teams to do well. I understand that. But the end of the day, it's a business. Even the great Tom Brady, he even said a few years ago when he was on New England, he goes, it's a business. They could cut me. It's just a business. So when your team, and I'm not naming names, but when your team signs a player or lets a player go or doesn't do in free agency what you, the fan, thinks they should do, you know what? Yes. Am I upset that Randy Gregory left? Sure. If you ask my producer, I said early on, I said there was a couple of key players I'd like to keep. Amari was not one of them. Randy was one of them. We need to re-sign Randy. If we can keep D-Law, plus we've got Micah Parsons, we're good. Okay. Randy's gone. And there's allegedly some stuff. There was the tweets that he had put out.
Yesterday.
Whatever happened with it's all a blur to me, actually. It's all going on. I don't remember the dates of everything. But yes, there was that tweet storm, you know, what he was doing with somebody. Yes, you know, there was whatever was in the contract, not in the contract. I didn't read the contract. I didn't look at his old contract. Again, whether it's in one player's and not others, whether it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, yeah. Right? At the end of the day, he made a business decision to leave. You know what? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what I think. Jerry Jones or Kevin Stefanski or Jimmy Haslett or whomever it is made, Coach Rivera or Dan Schneider or whoever made the best decision. Again, they're professionals. That is their job. I don't come into your job, Santiago, and I'll say, you designed that website like crap. You should do it this way. I'm not a website designer, so I have no right to tell you how to do your job. Or how I would have done that website. I don't know. I have no idea what Santiago does. But whatever it is you do, I don't come into your and say, well, that was crap. I would have done it this way. I have no experience. I have never been an NFL GM. I would never want to be an NFL GM. I'm not an NFL coach. I don't know the interworkings. I don't have the research. I don't have so whether they took Deshaun. Now, apparently, sure, Jimmy, everyone saw what Jimmy wrote? Okay, now maybe the lawyers contradicted what Jimmy wrote. Again, we don't know what, again, we're not in the room. So we just have to go with what we want. So am I disappointed? Yeah, but you know, it's a business. At the end of the day, it's a business. They did what they, you know, and some people are going, I'm not going to watch the Cowboys anymore because they didn't sign one player in free. I know they signed two now. I understand that. But that was prior to that. I saw lots of tweets. And then I would be like, okay, leave. Go find another team. Go away. we're done with you. Stop liking the team. If you're going to not like the team, stop liking the team. If you don't, you know, if you're not, you know, to just accept what they do or get that fucking job. Excuse my language. Pardon me. Family show. Go and become the coach. Go and become the general manager. Go and become a scout. Go get in the room and then present your case. Don't sit there on Twitter or on YouTube or on Instagram or wherever your social media is and beak off about whatever. Everybody last year went, oh my God, the Rams have no first round picks. They signed Matthew Stafford. Oh, what a mistake. Chirp, 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 chirp. Because I have tweets for people and I said, no, just wait and see. And I come back a year later and go, so you're still mad about the, should they have canceled the contract? Should they have done that with Matt? You're just tweeting how great he is. But a year ago, you hated the move. Which is it? Do you, you hate the move? Always hate the move. Don't go, oh, they're winning. I guess I'll get back on the bet. You know, so just embrace it. That's all I got to say.
Same way, the train of thought of what went in for the Commanders to sign Carson Wentz. And I did some background research and, you know, they saw more potential with him than Mitch Trubisky. So it goes according to what you're saying. We don't know what's going on behind the scenes of the GMs. They have probably more insight.
Do you think they know more than us? Ron Rivera has been a coach for decades. All right, say what you want about the owner. Doesn't matter. So, so, in one breath, you're just like, oh, coach, awesome. Coach Rivera sucks because he made this. It's what you can't have it both ways. You either love it, embrace the decision. Obviously, he knows something. Obviously, someone on his coaching staff said, hey, you know what? I think we can do this. Do they have to answer to you? Ultimately, I have to answer to the fans because the fans are buying the tickets and fans are buying the merch and yada, 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 yada. But at the end of the day, it's their job. And if they don't perform, they're going to be out of a job. Now, I disagree with what happened in Houston, where the coach got 1 year, didn't have a star quarterback, you know, and then he was one and done. I don't like that. If you're going to give a guy, give him 2 or 3 or 4 years, give him whatever you say. I'm going to give you 4 years. Then after one, all right, well, you know what? You didn't do this. You're out. You can't. No, that's no good. Right. Look at Tannehill in Miami. Every year he had a different frigging coordinator and or coach. And they're like, well, he's not that good. Well, no. And I said to a guy, I was visiting my parents yesterday and there was a guy with a Steelers jersey on. And I said, Anthony Prince says Wentz is our quarterback for 11 games. Then Taylor going to come in and save the season. All right. Anthony Prince with the comment over on Facebook. Appreciate your comment, sir. Thank you for watching. You know what? Maybe Wentz takes wins the division. But maybe, you know, maybe he doesn't get hurt. Maybe, you know, they have the pieces in place. None of us really know until they start playing. Right there again. Now we all know that if the team doesn't win, it's the quarterback's fault. That is a fact. We know that. Doesn't matter what happens. The quarterback is always again, I point to the playoff game and Josh Allen lost it. Why? He lost the coin flip. If he had won the coin flip, they would have scored. They would have moved on. Again, Josh Allen's fault. He called tails instead of heads. His fault. Again, we all know that. People have stated that. That is fact. Anyways, we don't know. You know what? Let's play ball. There are too many things.
But either way, the Cowboys are...
Cowboys will not be winning the division. Cowboys one and done. Again, let's play the ball. All right, well, then let's just cancel the season because everyone seems to know. Everybody anointed, I believe on this show, or one of these shows last season, you all anointed Tampa Bay Super Bowl winners. Everyone but me said they're going back-to-back. What happened? And did I not say, why are we playing the games? If you guys have all anointed Tampa Bay, let's just call it a day and save the money.
Anyways, the Cowboys are on track to win the Super Bowl, right?
Of course. Yes. At this moment, yes. Yes, they are.
There you go. And I guess, you know, NFC East champions, is that?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. You say that hesitantly, don't you?
No. As I said in my last breath, let's play the games. That's why we play the games, right? The Colts. Everybody thought the Colts were going to the playoffs. All they had to do was just win one game. What did they do?
In Jacksonville. And they... They
could have won the week before. They had a couple of weeks.
Yeah, they could have won it.
2 or 3 weeks they had shots at it, right? Hold on. Can you say that again about the Cowboys? Sure. We're going to the Super Bowl. Win the division. Sure. They don't have to win the division to go to the Super Bowl. It's happened before. They don't have to. You know, let's just see what happens. Let's play the games. Do I feel confident in them winning division? Based on what I know now? 100%. Will I have that, you know, when they're 0-15? Sure. Come talk to me then. All right. At the moment, given what I right now, I think we have the talent to go to the Super Bowl. Well, you know, now, will something happen? Will, you know, the kicker miss a field goal and we'll blame Dak for it? Sure. Because again, quarterback's always at fault.
All right. I think we're with the stream. Let's stick with it. Let's go on your talking points. Amari Cooper to the Browns. Your thoughts? Are you saddened?
Nope.
Okay. You're okay with that move?
I was not happy with his performance. He was hurt. He dropped a number of balls. There was a couple of third down, big third down plays. Cowboys had the talent to win the Super Bowl. What happened last year? It's all Dak's fault. All those penalties Dak had, it's all Dak's fault. 100% Dak's fault. 100%. With 13 seconds left, he decided to run the ball. He should have just kneeled and gave up the play. Why did he even try running? Why didn't he just go, you know what? 13 seconds, not left to do anything. Let's just kneel and go home. That's fault.
He was probably following the analytics. I'm kidding.
Maybe.
Lel Collins going to the Bengals. Thoughts, comments?
Apparently, criticism. Joe Burrow had him over, had Hayden Hurst over, and he had a couple of the others. I think he just wanted to beg him to come play for the team. I think he just wanted to have him over, and I think that's good for them. You can make arguments about the cap. You can make arguments that the cap is fake. You can make arguments that's all just math, and if they wanted to make the math work, right? So, overpaid running back, I think he's not paid enough. I think we should pay him more. That's my opinion. I do not have the money aspect. I am not the guy that holds the purse strings. So I have no opinion. My opinion makes no difference.
Wide receivers.
I would pay him more money.
Oh, there you said it.
Anyways, Lyle Collins. Randy to Denver. I am going to say this, and I think Aaron, and I'm not sure Anthony, whose his team is.
He might is that a Brown icon?
I'm too old and I can't see it. It's too small on my screen.
Anthony, let us know which team you are. Don't be bashful.
I am just glad we do not play in the AFC.
AFC is stacked right now. Correct. A lot of good quarterbacks.
Every time I put, and shout out to NFL Network. If you don't have the NFL Network, you got to get the NFL Network.
It is a great.
Anthony Price is a Washington fan. All right, there you go.
You know what I like about it? They break the news story. Like Ian Rappaport's ready to say something.
Ian and Tom Pelissero and that Mike Giardi, and sometimes they're all fighting over who's going to get the.
I wonder if they're in the studio or home.
I think they're all at home. I'm not even sure Ian Rappaport wears pants, to be honest. I think he just wears shorts or something because we don't ever see him from the top. Sure. We'll never know. And no disrespect to Jason over at the CBS, top notch. No respect to Adam Schefter. They do a great job. A lot of times if
ESPN doesn't break it as quick as NFL. You're right.
Sometimes they do. I'll be honest with you. I like the NFL Network, but if I'm not at home, yes, I have it on my phone so I could fire it up. But if I get a message from my producer saying, hey, big NFL news, I go right to Schefter. A lot of the tweets I retweet to you or I forward over to you, they're all from, I go, Schefter's my go-to guy. I go to Schefter first. Yes, I love Ian, the others, but Schefter's just right there. It's just, he's there.
And
so.
Anthony is a Washington fan. I did not know. I thought he was a Giants fan, but he is a Washington fan.
Okay.
So, okay.
Enough. All right. So him and Aaron Cedric must Wilson. Have, Eric, well, Aaron, him and Aaron must have some great conversations. He's got his opinions on that makes sense about his now. That makes sense about his opinion about Carson Wentz and Tyrod Taylor. So, yeah, that's we will see what happens. We will come back. We'll have you back in you said what, week 11? So that's what, November? We'll have you back at the end of see what's happening with the team.
All right.
Maybe they'll be 11-0. Maybe they'll be 11-0. And he'll be like, all right, I was wrong. Carson Wentz is the stud.
Another Cowboys news, Cedric Wilson, wide receiver and guard Connor Williams to Miami Dolphins.
The Connors had to go. Okay. I understand that the holding penalties were all Dak's fault. I understand that because it's always the quarterback's fault. But yes, the Connors had to go. I'm not sad to see the Connors. I'm not even sad to see Lyle go. You know what?
Okay.
We'll draft some guys. We'll get some guys. You know, everybody thinks free agency is the big deal, but how many players, and I don't know the answer to this question. How many players moved in free agency, but did not have the continued success? Yes, you're going to point to the few that have, but how many players have gone to another team in free agency and not had the success? Partially because of the system, maybe because of the players, maybe because of injury, who knows?
Or age or
whatnot, right? So just because you sign Von Miller to a 6-year, is Von Miller going to still be there in 6 years, Buffalo?
No, I think they just, I mean, he probably wanted that deal, you know, because he wants to retire probably soon in 2 years, I would say. But all right.
Anthony, I do not blame everything on Dak. I blame everything on the quarterback. It has been stated on this network that it is always the quarterback's fault.
For all 32 teams.
Yes, not just Dak. It's all, again, Josh Allen. Why did they not continue on? His fault. Why? Two reasons. One, he left 13 seconds on the clock. What's with that? And two, he lost the coin toss. Two reasons they lost the game was because of Josh Allen. I can give you instances from other teams, but it is known on this network, the quarterback is the reason the teams do not. If you win by the quarterback, you lose by the quarterback.
All
there
right.
There are 32 men in this world. There are 7 billion people, but only 32 men can do that job.
All right. Signing some positives on the Cowboys. They signed James Washington from Steelers, I guess replacing Cedric Wilson or Amari Cooper. Your thoughts on that?
He's a body. Let's see. It's too early to tell. He hasn't even gotten into the building yet. Let's just see what happens. It's too early to speculate. And that's not just a Cowboy. It's the same thing for Washington. It's the same thing for, you know, we don't know what's going to go on with Deshaun.
Yeah, that's still, it's right? Quite interesting.
There is still
under investigation at a certain degree.
And the NFL is going to punish him. We know the NFL likes to punish. The NFL likes to suspend people, even when it's been proven that they are innocent and stories were made up. And I'm not saying these stories were made up. I'm talking about a particular running back on a particular team. I'm just saying. But the team, they do like to suspend. So he will be suspended at some point.
Hey, if you can get suspended for deflating balls, you get suspended for a lot of different things.
Exactly. So, yeah. So what's going to happen with that? Maybe it's not this year. Maybe they want to get him in the building. They want to get him to understand the system, understanding that he is going to be gone for X number of games. And that's okay, because they can then, maybe they're just going to then look to 2-3 years down the road, right? On the weekend, people. Right now he's a top five quarterback.
All right, defensive end Dante Fowler signs with the Cowboys. That's a good addition.
It is a good addition. He is a Dan Quinn guy, played with Dan Quinn over in Atlanta, helped them make that Super Bowl run, so he knows the Dan Quinn system. Dan Quinn knows what he can do. So
there you have it. Well, that is our.
Again, I'm not worried. We're all not worried about the regular season. Obviously, the Cowboys have an issue in the postseason. That's well documented. So let's see what happens come next January.
That's one nut they need to screw in. Hopefully, they'll be successful, get out of the first round or their first week of the postseason. All right, ready for college basketball update?
Yes. Oh my God, there were so many games. I don't even know where to begin. I do not even know where to begin.
All right, so let's go to West bracket. Gonzaga holding strong. They beat Georgia State, Memphis, and they will play number 4, Arkansas. Number 2, Duke holds strong as well. Coaches K's
his 1,200 wins. He got his 1,200th win last night. His 99th win in championship March Madness, college championship. He got his 99th again, both records, which will probably never be beaten, I would think. So yeah.
Yep. He beats Cal State Fullerton and Michigan State and will face Texas Tech on March 24th. The
5 minutes left. Michigan State was winning with 5 minutes left.
Yeah.
They were up by five. And then they turned it on. Now, can they keep doing that? Can they win three more games?
Yeah. And Anthony, we'll get to your questions towards the end of the show. So hang on still. Yep. South bracket, number one, Arizona, a favorite, holds strong as well. Beats Wright State, beats TCU, and we'll face Houston.
I thought TCU had a chance.
Yeah, they did. Arizona beat them 85-80, so it was a close game there.
In overtime.
In overtime.
Because there was that play at the end, and I actually kind of thought, I went, oh, are they going to give it to them? Are they going to give it to them? But they really couldn't. But I thought they might have given it to them, but I'm glad they made the right call and didn't.
Villanova is in the Sweet 16 as well. They beat Delaware, their number two. Beat Ohio State, will now play Michigan, number 11.
How's Michigan still there? I thought, how is Michigan still there?
You tell me.
I thought they were going to lose. Where were they down? Like 6 million? Or no, sorry, they were ahead by 6 million, and then they, I don't know. How did Baylor come back and win? They were down by a billion, and they somehow came back in that first game.
Well, anyways, East bracket, they got knocked out by the UNC, 86-93. St. Peter's, big surprise of the weekend.
As a Duke fan, I'm happy to see UNC out. Apologize to all the UNC Tar Heel fans. As a Duke fan, I was glad, because they always come back to hurt us later. And yeah.
There you have it. Well, St. Peter's, the big surprise of the March Madness, they're the Roberts of 2022.
Can we just now every year just go, okay, so we now ask the question starting next year, what 15 team is going to win? Because that's back-to-back years after Florida Gulf Coast did it for the first time ever in 2012. So now we've got three in the last decade. So yeah. Maybe we have to start that. Maybe next year we have to say, okay, which 15 seed is going to win?
Or pick all of them and see which one come through.
Or pick all of them. But was that the MVP play? I'm trying to find something on my phone here. Was
Go
that
ahead.
The MVP play of the weekend? Because I have a different MVP play of the weekend.
Who is your other MVP play of the weekend?
I can't find it. The cheerleader who got the ball down in the game. That was my MVP move of the weekend.
Yeah, there was that cheerleader move that I heard about. Did not see it on video, but
I tweeted. I sent you the video.
You did.
I did.
I will have to double check on my DMs.
No. I tweeted the main account. That's what I was trying to look for. I tweeted the main account the video. Because I watched it live, and then a little bit later I saw the video. I'm like, oh, I gotta send that over to S. Lee. No, I sent it. I sent it to the main account, not to your DMs.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, check that. That was St. Peter's, who had no star recruits from high school that came out of high school, and they, you know, can they win more? They're obviously the current Cinderella team. Can they win more?
They beat number two Kentucky, and they beat Murray State. Now they'll face Purdue. This is a big big player here. We'll go into predictions later on.
The other two games were not? Predictions are out of the water.
I mean, Kentucky was. Murray State, you know, you could say.
Can I say I'm kind of happy Auburn lost, because at the thought of Chuck taking off his shirt last night,
He did.
Oh, did he? Oh, because I missed that. All right, because I turned it off at that point. I guess I missed the end. Or you know what? Canadian, they don't always show. Once games are over, they switch to TSN stuff. So I don't get all of the stuff that you guys get.
Yeah.
When games are over, like some of the halftime stuff, even some of the halftime stuff, they cut to TSN Canadian broadcasters and Canadian, wing nuts. which I don't want to listen to. So yes, I may have missed that. Oh, so he did take his shirt off. Well, thank God I missed that. Thank God I missed that.
Well, he's saying
I thought he was going to take the shirt off if they won, but he still took it off. All right. Well.
Number 10, Miami beat Auburn, as we were talking about, 79-61. They beat USC earlier. Now they'll face Iowa State. So Miami, are they in the St. Peter's category? Maybe not that low, but they're kind of surprising within this tournament.
Everything is surprising this year. There is nothing. I don't know how your bracket's doing. Actually, I just never got around to getting a bracket done this year.
Which I sent you the link to.
You did send me the link. You did send me the link. I did. I just had too many other personal things going on. I just never had a few minutes to sting together to do it. So I didn't actually do a bracket this year. That was my fault. I'm not even sure if I can sign up with ESPN. Being in Canada, I have to do the TSN.
Only TSN Sports allows you.
That might be. I don't even know if I can. I don't even have a TSN account because I've never played ESPN. I've never even done their fantasy football. So anyways, it would have taken a whole lot of work, and I just didn't have a few minutes to string together too many other things going on personally that I didn't get a chance to play. But anyways, I don't think we can predict anything anymore. I think everybody is ripe to be. I think the Final Four could be double digit teams.
It could be double, which I hope it is. I'd love to see some parity in this tournament, which there usually is, but more parity the better. Sticking with the bracket, Midwest, number one Kansas, still holding strong to beat Southern, Creighton, and we'll face Providence. So as Jeff was saying, it's become a lot of surprises, but we'll get into predictions. Are you ready?
I say this about all the sports. That's why we play the games.
You can't predict the Bucks every year or the Patriots.
That's why we play the games. You know, everybody thought Indianapolis was going to win, and no one, everybody thought, other teams were going to go winless or go undefeated or something. That's why we play the games. Let's just see. Everybody can have a bad game. Your star players can have a bad game something. And just, even the great LeBron, even the great, the great Michael Jordan. I was actually thinking the Golden State guy whose name escaped me completely. he played 1 year. He lived in Canada for a year. So you think I would remember that. Anthony Price has Kansas going all the way.
Do you concur?
Probably. But we also thought other teams. I got Duke winning it all. But just like the Cowboys, I have Duke winning it all every year. But I think they're playing with a lot of emotion because this is Coach K's. This is it. It's his final kick at the can.
Yeah. Right?
Wait,
so far, so good. But, he had had to grind it out a few of those games. So,
yeah, they were down with 5 minutes left, and then the team turned it on. So can they, is there enough? Do they have enough in the tank? Do they have enough? So we'll have to see.
All right.
Sports 101 Ray, host Ray, has Kansas and Duke going to the Final Four, I believe, if I remember correctly. Somebody can correct me if I'm wrong.
I have to double check on that. Number one Gonzaga versus number four Arkansas, March 24th. Who you got, Jeff?
Going as Jimmy Kimmel puts it, the fake school that doesn't really exist. Jimmy Kimmel does not believe Gonzaga is a real place or a real school. So let's
couple of days off to the 24th, but hey, that's awesome. Number three, Texas Tech versus number two, Duke. I think I know your answer on that one. Okay, there you go.
Do I have to say Duke? Duke.
Yeah. South, number one, Arizona versus number five, Houston.
Houston. Houston, they surprised. I think they're going to lose, but I think it may go overtime. I could see overtime in that game. And then it come down to, like the final shot or something. I think it's going to go to the wire, if not further.
And I think
it's going to be closer
Houston?
Than people. Yeah. No, I think Houston's still going to lose, but I think it's going to be very, very close and they're going to take them to overtime.
That would be an upset if they did, but Arizona takes it. According to Jeff, number 11, Michigan versus number two, Villanova. Who you got? The South bracket.
I don't have a coin. I was gonna.
Josh Allen could let you borrow his.
Josh Allen, does he have a coin? I didn't think Michigan was gonna make it this far.
But they're going up against number two Villanova, so things could be spoiled for them.
Would Rich Eisen forgive me if I went against Michigan?
I'm sure he would, but I don't think he really knows you.
That's probably true. I don't host any sports podcasts, so why would he? I don't get together in your little host podcast Discord that you guys might have, your little get togethers that you sports show hosts do. I don't know that world. I wish I had a coin to flip it. It's a coin flip. It's a coin flip.
Okay.
Whoever gets the ball last.
Okay, there you go. March 25th, UNC number 8 versus number 4, UCLA.
Oh, UCLA. I'm tired of UNC.
All right.
I was so expecting them to lose.
Let's see what Jeff says about this one. Number 3, Purdue versus number 15, St. Peter's.
I'm going to keep riding St. Peter's. What the hell?
You know something? They can't. I picked Purdue to win the whole thing, by the way. But
oh, did you? Oh, okay.
I did.
Oh, so all right. Well, we know which way you're going then.
Anthony Price is a Kansas fan versus number 4 Providence. Jeff, do you concur?
Probably. I think Kansas is an elite team.
Historically speaking,
I think they're an elite. I think they're an elite team. So,
Number 11 Iowa State versus number 10 Miami.
Is Aaron an Iowa fan or an Iowa State fan? Ooh, I can't remember. I can't remember. I know he's tweeted some stuff, but I don't remember if it was Iowa or Iowa State.
And I get mixed up with the two all the time.
I'm Canadian, so what do I know? I don't know the difference. I'm not even sure I could articulate the difference between a regular school and a state school. We don't have that kind of stuff up here, so I'm not really sure I can articulate the difference. I can't remember which Aaron. Aaron will have to correct us if he's still in the chat. I don't remember. I want to say just Iowa, I think, not state, but I think his daughter goes there.
Or maybe Iowa Hawkeyes?
I don't remember. But either way, they're going to lose.
Okay. Miami keeps going.
Miami keeps going.
Even though they're ranked higher than Iowa, so it will not be much of a Iowa State will not be much of an upset. Well, there you have it.
Is it this?
Yep. Correct. Okay. All right, so March 24th, a couple of days off. The players are trying to rest their legs, get their haircuts, and get ready for the big show, the big stage. Poll question of the day, Jeff. What goes – wait, hold on. Before we go into the poll question, Anthony Price said he thinks Neil –
said whoever
– moving you to said, safety is a smart move.
Oh, right. Yes. For now, let's just see what happens in the draft. Let's see if we pick up, there's some good corners. There's some good players in the draft. So I want to see who, if we end up with a couple of corners, couple of safeties. I want to see what happens with Anthony Brown. I want to see what happens with some other players. Want to see if we pick anybody up. We may still pick up somebody closer to the season, in the preseason, into OTAs. So we'll have to see. But as it stands right now on paper, yes. But we will see. He also said, you said whoever has the ball last will win is the same as a coin flip. I did not say that. I said I don't have a coin to do a coin flip. It is a coin flip. And so then I said whoever has the ball last. I forget which game that was. Yeah. It was a couple of games, I think.
And speaking about coin flips, statistically, heads, you have a better chance with heads than tails.
Is that a thing?
That is a statistically proven fact. So I will pick heads all the time. That's just me. All right. There you have it. NFL free agency, March Madness. Poll question of the day, Jeff, what goes best with strawberries, cream, cake, ice cream, or other?
Did you say whipped cream? You said cream.
And whipped cream could be whipped cream. Or could be just regular.
That's why I wanted to clarify. Because do you mean the liquid cream like you put in your coffee or like your
either or.
Okay. Because
if you beat the whip the heavy cream, it turns into whipped cream.
I don't have time for that. I want my can. and I want to, you know, I want to, the aerosol, I want to spray it, and then I want to squirt a little in my mouth as I make, yeah, that's what I want. So I'm going whipped cream if that is an option.
That is an option. And okay, it's winning.
Then, all right. I saw your 25%. Poll question, but there was some vaguity. So I thought, oh, I'm coming on the show. I'll get some I needed clarification on your, on your question.
On the show. Anyways, you can vote on our Twitter account, the Sportscast One. Jeff, what is the best way to reach you online to talk to you about the Dallas Cowboys' amazing free agency period?
They won free agency. Can we just agree that they won free agency? Deshaun, who? Vaughn, what?
How do you think Deshaun would do in Cleveland? Do you think that's a right fit if there's a perfect world out there?
I do. They've got the talent around him at wide receiver, at tight end, at running back. They, you know, no disrespect to Baker. Again, I am not one of those 32 guys that can do that job.
True.
Okay, maybe go 35 injury, you know, there's Fitzpatrick who's been doing it for a decade, and there's various McCoys and other people. So maybe 40 people in out of 7 billion that can do that job. I am not one of them. But Baker was up and down, I think, and forget any suspension, forget any of that. I think Deshaun will take them to, you know, it's that division. I feel sorry for the Steelers, because they, if Mitch isn't the guy, and I think Mitch, as I started to say, there was a guy when I was visiting my parents at their retirement residence, there was a guy going in, and I said, congratulations on your quarterback. And he's like, ugh. And I said, you know what? He didn't do bad in Chicago, given what he had.
True.
Right. Everybody just, again, we know that it's always the quarterback's fault. We understand that. But, always people looked at Tannehill in Miami. But again, look what he had to work with. Right. And I feel bad for some of these players who every year they get a different coordinator or a different system. And you're asking these guys every year to learn new terminology, new things. You're asking a lot of these guys. Yes, they're smart. Yes, they're one of 40 people who can do that job. I understand that. But you're still asking for a lot. And then if they don't do what you think they should do, and again, I qualified my Baker statement too, right? He had talent around him. Was it him? Was it plays being called? Was it bad reads on his part? Was it good? There's a lot of other factors, right? So that being said, I think he's had a year off. So I think, yes, I understood that he came in every day and he worked out and he did whatever, and then he went home. So it's not like he was not suspended. He was still on the team. He just wasn't dressing. He just wasn't practicing, but he was still working out. He was still staying in shape. He was probably throwing with other people, you know. So does Antonio Brown reappear somewhere? Does other people show up? That's for another show. Does other people show up around them? Yes, we understand there is going to probably be a suspension. I'm guessing 6 games. I'm just going to say that as a number. I'm guessing 6 games. So again, he's still working out. He's still staying in shape. At the end of his last full season before this whole thing, he was a top 5 quarterback. Anthony and others can argue whether he still is, given he's not been there. I said, my producer and I were talking, you know, about Joe Burrow. And I said, okay, you know what? Yes, he's had one good year. He did okay. Then he got hurt last year, the first year, right? I said, let's just, you know, I was the same with Mahomes. When Mahomes was when he was given the anointed as the one, I said, let's just wait and see. Let's give him, I need to see some work. I want to see his body of work. Okay, I've seen his body of work now, and I'm a believer. Okay, fine. Same with Joe, right? And what's going to go on with Lamar? Got to assume that they're going to be in the hunt. Lamar, not Lamar Hunt, Lamar Jackson. Just in case anybody was, you know, thinking Lamar Hunt was going to come back from the grave. No. Again, if he stays healthy, now he's a running guy. There's a lot. But, you know, I think Mitch will do an okay job in Pittsburgh, because he's got a better coach, he's got a better system, he's got a better than he had in Chicago. He got Chicago to the playoffs two out of the three years or whatever with the crappy coach and the crappy team. He still got them to the day. And I do. I keep saying he got him to the playoffs with what crap he had around him. So that's got to say something.
So how would you rank the AFC North right now? Who will finish first, 2, 3, 4?
Cleveland will finish first if again, depending on the suspension issue, right? So if there's no suspension and he plays 16, 17, 18 games, they will win the division, followed probably by Cincinnati. I think their big problem last year was the offensive line, and I think the additions with Lyle and Ehlers, I think, will solidify that. We were talking about that today. And then Baltimore, and then, unfortunately, sorry, the Steelers.
Pittsburgh, and which is interesting. I think Pittsburgh has always had a winning record, I think, since Mike Tomlin's been there. So,
yeah, probably.
And on. But this year might change.
I didn't say they wouldn't have a winning record. They could end up at 8-8, which.
True.
Is 8-8 a winning record?
Not really.
You know, they're like, you know, because they've gone 8-8.
Not a losing record either.
I understand that, but is it a winning record? Like, it's just 500, right? But I know everyone says, oh, they haven't had a winning record. Well, they're 8-8. Like, come on. Like, so anyways, you're not wrong with what your statement is. I think all the teams in that division may end up with be 8-8 and above. Again, I'm not an AFC guy. I don't know their whole schedule. I don't know who else they play. I don't know who their other divisions that they're playing this year. So I don't know their schedule. I don't know their strength of schedule. So we'll have to. Pittsburgh made the playoffs last year, right?
They did.
So they're gonna end up playing, you know, probably somebody just as good. So.
And will Baker Mayfield be going to the Colts or elsewhere?
We all thought, we didn't think Deshaun was going to Chicago, Cleveland on what, Friday, when he called and said, nope, you're done. And then he called Carolina and said, you're done. And it was down to two. And then next thing you know, Ian Rappaport's telling us he's signing with Cleveland. We're like, wait, what? Didn't he already say no to them? What? So the Colts need somebody. Have they just been waiting? Have they just been sitting around waiting? Or do they know something? Or do they really like one of the new kids in the draft?
Or they're talking to Garoppolo?
Oh, Sports Talk 101 co-host Ray Sherrod is in the building.
Oh, hello, wow.
Raymond, I gave you a nod a few minutes ago. I forget why.
Over March Madness. I think he said picked Kansas or something to win it all, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I think you picked Duke and Kansas in your final four. I can't remember your other two. I don't remember. I'm sorry,
Those Ray. Are heavy hitters.
I'm sorry, Ray. I'm old and I don't remember. But I think you said – but I know Duke has said – I know you said Duke disappointed you the last few March Madnesses, and he's not wrong. But well, I think as I said earlier, I think this is Coach K's. That's it. This is it for him, finally. So
this is it. Unless he pulls a Tom Brady and comes back out of retirement.
For
unfinished business.
He's a little more mature than Tom.
Oh, okay.
I think. And his kids are all grown, and so he would want to spend time with Coach K. That is, his kids are grown. I think Tom. I think Tom spent a few weeks at home going, I just don't want to do this. What the hell? I don't want to do homework with the kids. I don't want to what? I have to do an art project? I'd rather go get hit by a lineman than, oh my God, I have to do grade 4 art with the boy or the girl. I don't remember. I don't know how old his kids are and what grades they're in. I'm just making crap up. But I think he spent time at home with his family going, I'd rather go get hit by a 350-pound lineman. This is crazy. He's no Andrew Luck. Philip Rivers and his baseball team that he is at home. I think Philip Rivers enjoys his family more than I think Tom. So I think that's why Tom came back, because I think he was either that, or I did see a guy on Twitter tweet out, and again, I don't remember his name. This is not my joke, but he said, sorry, Tom, it's okay. I only have about 2 months of salary for retirement too, and I had to go back to work. So I think one or the other, I think Tom. I think had more.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Jeff Jushnak via Twitter, right? Best way to reach him.
Send me the hate. Send me Tom Loves Fame. Yeah. And I don't think he just wanted to do it. Ray, you and I both had to do homework with our children. I think given the choice to get hit by a 300-pound lineman or sit and do a grade 4 art project, I don't know about you, buddy, but I don't know about you, Santiago, either, but I'd much rather get hit by a 300-pound lineman than do these stupid art projects I used to have to do with my children. So,
and get paid
Ray has a kid. He knows exactly what I'm talking about. I don't know if Anthony does. Vet has kids, too. So Aaron knows exactly what I'm talking about as well. But
All right.
That's what I think. We're going to have to see. It's been an interesting offseason.
And it's still coming. There's some more, you know, the NFL draft night, of course, and still a couple of signings. OBJ still a free agent. Ron Gronkowski. So we still got a lot more names to fill in these team rosters. And quarterbacks, there is a shortage. So supply and demand is real. All right.
Well, I don't know if there's going to be many more moves until the draft. I think everything is kind of settled. The Colts may do something, and yes, the Saints are going to probably try to do a little something, but I don't think there's going to be any blockbustery type. I don't think there's going to be any, and we didn't even talk about what's his name?
Tyrod Taylor to the Giants.
No.
Markley to the Bills.
No. Guy leaving Green Bay and going to
Devontae
Adams. I was having a brain.
Las Vegas.
It's Monday and I'm tired. Devontae going
Put
back
the Raiders
to play
back in the map.
Oh, did they? They still have a guy that fumbles. I'm still not sold on Derek Carr. Yeah, oh, sure, they played in college at Fresno State. Big whip-de-doo.
Only good connection there, but we'll see where the AFC West lands. AFC West is in play.
I'm just glad we play in the NFC.
All they have is Dak. We have a shot.
We have a shot now. Every team has a shot because there's Aaron, Tom, and Matt.
Aaron, Tom, and Dak. That's
and
it.
Matt. Don't forget Matt. Matt just signed four years for a bunch of monies.
Don't you think that might be a one-hit wonder for the Rams? You know,
You know what? Maybe that's the new thing. They went all in. They mortgaged their future to win the Super Bowl. They went all in. It was Super Bowl or bust, which a lot of teams say, and they got the Super Bowl. Can they repeat? They have to give them some money. But
yeah. Well, anyways.
You know, they had to give them some money. And they're paying that poor woman who fell off the thing's medical bills. So I guess they needed the money for that. So I don't know.
All right. Well, Jeff, we're out of time. This was your update. Please subscribe. Follow us on Twitter. And next time, we'll see what happens. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me. Good show, everybody. Devonta in Las Vegas. Bad choice. I have to agree with Raymond on that one. Raymond and I don't agree on much, but I have to agree on that one. I'm not sold on Carr. But anyways, thanks, everybody, for watching. Hit me up. Send me your hate. Come and try and troll me. You cannot troll the troll. So come on. Come at me. Tell me why I'm wrong.
And this was your update.